We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Losing a child is the greatest heartache a parent will ever experience. Yet each year in this country, 7,000 teenagers die on America's roads. But there are tools available to both teens and parents to help bring the number of tragedies down. With me now to discuss some of those programs during National Teen Safe Drivers Week is Jim Graham, Community Relations Manager at the Ford Motor Company Fund. Jim joins us from Indianapolis, and Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
What are the trends in terms of teen fatalities? That number is 7,000. Is that getting better, worse, or staying about the same?
Actually, it's gotten better this year, but it's seen a drop, and I think that's because of a lot of initiatives that both of the private and public sector are taking, including Ford's Driving Skills for Life program.
And let's talk about the things that your company's doing. You mentioned Driving Skills for Life, and I know you spend a lot of time with that program. We've talked about it before on this program, but remind our listeners exactly what it is.
Well, Driving Skills for Life is a partnership between Ford Motor Company and the Governor's Highway Safety Association, which is a large safety nonprofit out of Washington, D.C. And we basically look at the number one cause of vehicle crashes for teens, and that's the issue of inexperience. So you might view Driving Skills for Life as an advanced driver's education course. And we focus on four key areas. We focus on vehicle handling, so for example, what happens when the vehicle gets out of control. We look at speed issues, spacing issues, and then we talk a lot about hazard recognition, which talks about what's going on inside the vehicle. For example, there's a lot of distractions with cell phones, text messaging, et cetera, but also what's going on outside the vehicle. So we group those four together, and we teach them in a variety of ways, from web-based training to hands-on curriculum.
How much more advanced is this program than what most kids get through driver's education?
Oh, it's quite a bit advanced. Driver's education is really basically rules of the road and very simple driving. We take it to the next level. You know, in other words, what happens if something happens to you? How do you get out of a situation you would get into? It's more advanced, so our target market is really newly licensed drivers. They need to have a few months of driving, otherwise it'd be too advanced. It's really just too easy to get a driver's license, unfortunately, and only about half the schools in the United States still teach driver's ed. So we teach the basic, but really we're focusing on the advanced skills.
How available is this program nationwide?
Well, thanks to the website and the Internet, young people love to use the web-based curriculum, and it's drivingskillsforlife.com. It's an award-winning web-based curriculum. It's all right there laid out, very friendly to teens and parents. And we also go around the country doing hands-on programs. This week, we trained over 1,000 students in Phoenix as part of National Teen Driver Safety Week. We work with schools around the country. So anybody interested should really just go to our website and send us over an email, and we'll be happy to talk to them about how we can get them involved with it.
Is there a program there as well that parents can kind of teach their kids as far as the hands-on aspects of the program?
We try to get the parents involved with our hands-on program. If the parents go through the web-based curriculum, they certainly will learn skills that they can take their teens out and practice. There's no doubt about that.
Another issue that Ford is working on, and we've talked about this quite recently on the program, and that's the My Key approach, where parents have the ability to set certain parameters for their vehicles when their kids are driving, like a maximum speed limit, constant reminders that the seatbelt is not being used, and a limit on the radio volume. What have been the results so far with that program?
Well, actually, it's been really well received. I mean, it's just coming out. But in terms of, you know, at first people thought it'd be Big Brother watching over the young people. But parents have said they're more likely to let their young people drive. And I think once the teens get used to it, they'll appreciate it. I think that one of the biggest problems these days is distractions inside the vehicle. I know that for a fact. And these are things that maybe I didn't have 25 years ago when I was learning. So anything we can do to limit those, I think, is critical to reduce the number of teen fatalities.
And what do the teens have to say about that? They like to go a little faster. They like to play the radio a little bit louder than their parents. Are they acceptable to this?
Once they find out about it, once they realize they'll get to drive more often, they are very acceptable to it. And, you know, those type of technologies, I think, are key combined with educational programs. There's a lot of good things going on the engineering side. And, you know, I think those will become more common as the years go on.
And, Jim, before we let you go, with these new technologies, and I'm sure others that you're already working on, how realistically low can we get this number of teen fatalities?
That's a big debate, but I just came from a conference where the goal is zero. And it may seem unrealistic, but I think you can get it down significantly. I think creating the awareness of the problem is the first step. And then giving them some tools to use, whether it's technology or education, I think the number can go down significantly. Will it ever get to zero? Probably not. But it certainly can go down quite a bit. It's got a long, you know, there's a lot of deaths we can reduce through technology and education.
And real quick, give the website one more time.
It's drivingskillsforlife.com.
Drivingskillsforlife.com. Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Graham is Community Relations Manager at the Ford Motor Company Fund. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts. And a reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington on the web 24 hours a day, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.